Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, family. God bless you. Welcome to Destined to Win. Destined to Win. You, my brother, my sister, you know that God has destined you to win, that you are overcomers. You are world overcomers. We give God glory. We praise and thank him. We bless his holy name that he has made us overcomers through his son, Jesus Christ. We have the victory through Christ. Hallelujah. We welcome you to the broadcast on tonight, family. Whether you're listening via the phone or the internet, we say thank you for joining us tonight. We are grateful and thankful. We are lifting up the name that's above every name. That's what we do on Destined to Win. We lift up the name of Jesus, because without Jesus, where would I be? Without Jesus, where would you be? But thanks be unto God, because if it had not been for Jesus who was on our side, where would we be? We would still be a wreck, a train wreck. We would still be in our mess. We would still be lost out there in the wilderness. But thanks be unto God that Jesus paid our sin debts in full. We now have access beyond the veil into the holies of holies. We thank God for the shed blood of his son. Hallelujah. So on tonight, we give him glory, family. We lift up his name. We adore him. We honor him. We bless him. We do all of those things that he's so worthy of. Hallelujah. And the greatest accolade we can give him is to die to self, to allow him to live through us. Hallelujah. By the power of his Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. So we welcome you again on tonight, family, wherever you may be on this planet. We welcome you to the broadcast, and we won't be before you long on tonight. I want to thank God for Jesus, first and foremost, for being the head of my life, my Lord and my Savior. I need him every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Hallelujah. I couldn't make it without him. And I also want to thank him and praise him for my husband, my soulmate, my bosom buddy, hallelujah, my best friend on the planet, Pastor Ricky Taylor. I love you, man of God. God bless you and keep you as you travel on these highways. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then I want to thank God for you all, my brothers and sisters. I thank God for you. I thank God for your love. I thank God for your interaction. I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for his Holy Spirit resting, ruling, and abiding with you. Hallelujah. That we are in the beloved of God. We are his beloved. Jesus has done that for us. Jesus' sacrifice has bought us salvation and redemption. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Give him glory, somebody, in the name of Jesus. See, I won't be before you long, as I've already said. But I want to talk to you tonight, just briefly tonight, about a subject that the Lord laid on my heart. He woke me up like 4:30 in the morning on Saturday morning, which was yesterday morning. And he began to deal with me about the subject of faith. The subject of faith. Faith, 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 faith. And a lot of people, he revealed to me, are kind of struggling in their faith. It's not that you don't have faith, because you do have faith, because the word declares in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, that God has given to every man a measure of faith. But why do we struggle in our faith? You don't have to struggle in your faith. You just got to have faith in the right thing. And Jesus says in Mark chapter 22, I think it is, that we should have, Mark 11:22, that we should have faith in God. See, we can put our faith in a lot of things. We could put our faith in our jobs. We could put our faith in our cars, our houses, our children, our husbands, wives, significant others. But do we have faith in God? I mean, do we really trust God? Do we really believe God? Well, tonight we're going to talk about how we can grow in our faith, how we can exercise our faith, and how we can activate our faith. And so I want to just jump right into the scriptures, into the scriptures that the Lord gave me. And the first scripture I want to come from tonight is Matthew 9:27. Matthew 9:27, in the name of Jesus. But before we go there, let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, we thank you for this moment in time. We thank you for this hour that you have called us together to hear a word from you. Father, we thank you for your word, for you declaring your word, that your word is spirit and it is life. Hallelujah, that you come to give us life and life more abundantly, and that your the life that we live now is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. We know, according to your word in John 1:1, that you and your word are one. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God is, and the word is God. Hallelujah, the word was God, the word is God, the word will forever be God. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Father. So, Father, as we get into your word tonight, just be with us. Be with us. Give us revelatory power. Speak to our hearts, Father. Empower us. Comfort us. Give us what we need so that we can go the distance, God, so that we can go a little bit further, God, and we can know you a little bit more through your word. Bring us close to you, God. Hide us in your bosom. In the name of Jesus, Father, we love you. We adore you. We bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. So we get into the word, family. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. It's a story about two blind men who came crying to the Lord. They came crying to the Lord saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. They were blind. They couldn't see. They couldn't see. But they knew enough to cry out to the Lord, to cry out to the Lord so they could regain their sight. So in verse 28, Jesus says to the blind men who came to him, do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe? Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? It's his question. And their answer to him is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we believe. Yes, Lord. So when Jesus saw that they had faith in him, that they had faith in the power of God, verse 29 says that then he touched them. See, Jesus wants to touch you. The Lord wants to do what it is that you need. He wants to meet you at the point of your need, but you've got to first believe. Did you have faith to believe that he's able to do that thing for you? I don't know what you're believing God for. I don't know what you're seeking him for, but do you have faith to believe that he is able to do it, that God is able, that he will do it, that he wants to do it, he wants to bless you? But do you have faith to believe that? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And verse 29 says that then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done to you. And verse 30 says, and their eyes were opened. Hallelujah. He touched them, but he could not touch them until he saw their faith. Can God see your faith? Is he seeing your faith? Do you have faith in God? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, if you have faith in God, hallelujah, God will move. Your faith is what moves God. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 11:22, Jesus tells his disciples, to have faith in God. Have faith in God. And I just said that we can have faith in a lot of things. We can put our faith in a lot of stuff. But do we have faith in God? Do we have faith in God? That is the key. We can have faith in a lot of things, but Jesus, the Master, has said to us, have faith in God. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, Paul is speaking. Paul is talking. He's telling us what faith is, And he said, it's the thing that if we don't have, we cannot please God. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, we just learned in Matthew 9:27-30, that the blind men, they first came to God. You got to go to God. We go to everybody else for answers and for answers to our situations and problems before we go to God. But we got to go to God. We got to be like the blind man. God, I need an answer to this situation, to this problem. We've got to go to God. Make God your first choice. Make him your first choice. So we have to first come to God. We can't come to God if we don't believe that God is. Not only is God God, but he is I am. He is the I am, the great I am, meaning that he is whatever you need him to be. I am your peace. I am your healing. I am your deliverer. I am your provider. I am your protector. Whatever he is, whatever we need him to be, he is. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So when we come to him, we come, we believe, and then we can expect to receive from God. Do we expect, when we pray, do we expect to receive? Do we really expect to receive from God when we go to God? Hallelujah. We should get in the spirit or have the spirit of expectation when we pray. When we ask God for anything, we should expect God to answer us. We should expect God to manifest the prayer. Our prayers should manifest. But they can't if we don't expect God to move, if we don't expect God to do what he's able to do and willing to do. So we know that our faith, it acts as a muscle. Our faith is like a muscle. And we know that anybody who works out knows that you work certain muscles in your body to make them strong, to make them firm. Hallelujah. Well, our faith is the same way. We've got to exercise our faith muscle. We've got to activate our faith muscle. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then it becomes strong. It becomes strong. It's something that's activated. Hallelujah. We activate our faith in God. So how do we strengthen? How do we activate? How do we get strong in our faith? Well, the word tells us in Romans 10 and 17 that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So that lets us know we have to have a posture and we have to be willing to do something in order to receive from God. We've got to have faith. We've got to get somewhere where we are hearing the word of God, because the word of God is what builds our faith muscle. We can't have strong faith aside from the word. We can't have strong faith, mountain moving faith, without the word of God. That's how our faith grows in the name of Jesus. See, we cannot be a child of purpose and a child of destiny and not have faith. We have faith. See, Romans 12 and 3 declares that God has given every man a measure of faith, a measure. You know how when you're baking something and you have your measuring cup and you have to put this amount of flour or that amount of sugar in it? Well, God has measured our faith and dispersed to us. Our faith comes from God. Our faith is supernatural. It's that supernatural part of us that comes from God. And he gave us our faith for a reason. It's for a reason. Hallelujah. See, it's your faith in God that's going to get you to your destination. It's your faith in God that's going to bring about the plan, the purpose, and the will of God for your life. But this Christian journey is a faith walk. The Bible says that we should walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible also declares that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. See, our faith is like our personal fingerprint. It's like our fingerprint, our spiritual fingerprint. You know that a fingerprint is distinct. It identifies an individual. Every individual does not have the same fingerprint. Our fingerprint identifies us. Well, our faith is the same way. It's our spiritual identifier. It identifies us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. See, I can look at your life and see how much faith you have or how much faith in God you have activated in the name of Jesus, because we know from the
faith chapter in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, all the wonderful things that the people of faith were able to do in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. They did great exploits for God because of their faith. It was their faith. It was their faith that God used to work with. Hallelujah. God worked with their faith. In the name of Jesus. Now, we move along to Mark chapter 5, around about verse 34 is a story. You know the story, the woman with the issue of blood. She had been bleeding for, 18 years, couldn't plug it up, couldn't stop it. But she heard about Jesus. She heard that Jesus was traveling through, coming through, and she had to get to Jesus. And she made her way to Jesus. See, we've got to make our way to the Lord. We can't let people get in our way or things distract us. We've got to make our way to the Lord. Whatever we're dealing with, if we could just get to Jesus, we've got to get to Jesus. And that's what she did. She was able to touch the hem of his garment. She was able to touch the Lord. And the Bible declares that virtue went out of him. He felt that thing. He felt her touch. He felt the virtue leave his body. And see, she wasn't supposed to touch him because he was a holy man. He was a rabbi in the name of Jesus. He was a teacher, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So she was fearful. She was, not only was she bleeding, she was also out in public and she touched a holy man. So fear came upon her. But Jesus, look at Jesus. He reassured her. He comforted her. Tell me that the word will not reassure you. Don't tell me that the word will not comfort you, because the word does that. Hallelujah. And he says to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Your faith, woman, daughter of God, has made you whole. Hallelujah. And I looked up that word whole, and I got it, the meaning of it in the Greek. And it means to save. It means to deliver. It means to protect. It means to heal. It means to preserve. It means to do well. It means to be or make whole. Hallelujah. So her faith is what healed her. Her faith is what saved her. Hallelujah. Our faith does the same thing. It heals us. It delivers us. It protects us. Hallelujah. It preserves us in the name of Jesus. And Jesus further states in that same verse, verse 34 of Mark chapter 5, Jesus says to the woman, go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And in the New Translation Version, that stanza says, go in peace. Your suffering is over. So that lets me know, if I'm not walking in faith, I'm in pain, I'm suffering, I'm plagued with something. If I'm not walking by faith, if I'm not walking by faith, I'm suffering some stuff. Hallelujah, because my faith is what saves me. My faith is what heals me. So it lets me know that my healing is connected to my faith in God. My peace is connected to my faith in God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus didn't say to her, your mother's faith has made you whole, or your daddy's faith has made you whole, or your pastor's faith has made you whole. No, he said to her, your faith has made you whole. And he said that because we can't use mama's faith. We can't use daddy's faith. We can't even use our pastor's faith to get from God what we need. We have to use the faith that God has measured unto us, that God has given unto us. To each man and woman and boy and girl, God has given a measure of faith. So we have faith. We have to use our own faith. Let me break it down just a little bit further, what I'm trying to get you to understand. Now, yesterday morning, I was studying and meditating in the scriptures about faith, because that's where God had me. It was my meditation and studying of the word, hallelujah, as the Holy Spirit led and guided me. He dropped in my spirit the fact that I had purchased some software I had purchased at work that Friday. And I'm like, Lord, why are you bringing this to me now in the middle of this study, in the middle of my meditation? Why, Lord, are you bringing this to me? And he said to me, I need you to get that removable disk drive, that fob that you downloaded your new software on, and I need you to put it inside of your computer and download the software. How many of you know that sometimes when God tells you stuff, you may not get it right then? You may not understand it right then, but the word declares that obedience is better than sacrifice. See, I was sacrificing my time and studying and meditating, but God was trying to show me something in my studying and meditating. He wanted to apply a principle to me, and I needed to do what he said do, which was get my floppy drive or my USB port thing and plug it into my computer so I could download the software. Stay with me because I'm going somewhere and he's taking us somewhere. Just hang tight, hang tight. So I did as the Lord commanded. I did as the Lord instructed. And when I got to the part of the download where you have to enter in your key, you get a license number, and it's called the key, and you have to enter that number. Well, I entered the number that the software company had given me because I purchased the software, and anytime you purchase software, they give you a license to use it. It's a special identifier that identifies you. Not only does it identify you, but it also gives you the right to use the software. Okay, so I'm here. I'm trying to key in the license number, and I enter okay or whatever, but I keep getting an error message. It would not download the software. And I'm like at this point, okay, Lord, I'm getting a little confused here, frustrated. What is going on? So I noticed that there was a link to the software company that I could click on if I needed support. So I clicked on the link, and I got the troubleshooting page, and clearly in black and white it said you have to have your license activated. It has to be activated. You have to contact the company and have your license activated. I said, well, Lord, why do I have to have my license activated when I purchased the software? They sent me the link. They sent me the license key number. So why do I have to go through all that? And this is what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. When you purchase software from a software company, let's say Microsoft, for instance, Microsoft issues you a license for that software. Now, what this company did was they issued my license, but they also, at the time I purchased it, they gave me an option to download the software right then. But because I wasn't on my own personal computer, I did not choose that option. I used wisdom to download it to a floppy drive so that I could bring it home and load it on my personal computer. But here's the deal about that. They locked up the license because when they issue you the license, it's specifically for you. Now, you have the right to not download the software at that time. You can save it to a floppy disk or a fob or USB port, whatever you want to do. You have the right to do that. But when it comes time to launch the software, you have to go back to the manufacturer. You have to go back to the software company, and they have to activate that license at that time. Why? Because I cannot purchase a license, save it to another drive, and turn around and try to use it on another computer. In a sense, it's like saying, I gave this to you, Shirley. You purchased this, Shirley. This belongs to you, Shirley, but you cannot take it, download it on something, or put it on something else because you might spread it around. You might give it to someone else who has not purchased this license, who this license does not belong to, and you could give it to this person, that person, this person, that person. That's why your license has been locked. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. He's saying our faith is the same way. Our faith is so unique to each individual. Is your faith is unique to you. My faith is unique to me. You cannot take your faith and use it for what I need. I cannot take my faith and use it for what you need. God has given you a measure of faith. He has given me a measure of faith. So whatever he puts in our spirit to believe him for, he's saying you have to use your faith. Whatever we are believing him for, I can't use mama's faith. I can't use pastor's faith. I have to use my own faith or else it will not work. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me take you a little bit further. In the name of Jesus, there is a story in the Bible found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. You know the story, David and Goliath. But prior to the battle, hallelujah, King Saul agrees to allow David to fight Goliath. Hallelujah. And what Saul does, he tries to help David by giving David his armor. He dresses or clothes David in his armor, in the king's armor, in his armor, and David is suited up, ready for battle. But as David begins to move with this armor on, it doesn't fit him. It doesn't feel right. Something is amiss, and he understands that it's the armor, and he says to Saul, help me, Holy Spirit, in 1 Samuel 17, 39, it says, David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. Hallelujah. What is the word saying? The word is saying that David had not tested Saul's armor. Thank you, but no thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, but no thank you. See, I haven't tried or tested your armor. See, I got to use what I know works. And what I know works is this slingshot and some stones. Hallelujah. I know that these work because God, hallelujah, allowed me to kill some animals that were trying to attack the sheep, the bear, and I think it was a lion, he says, in the name of Jesus. See, I know what God has allowed me to use work. I haven't tried your stuff. I don't know what your stuff is capable of doing. In other words, I can't use your faith. I can't take on your spirit. I cannot put on your mind. I cannot take your mind and put it in mine. I have my own mind. I have my own spirit, and I have my own faith that God has given unto me. So I know God. I know what God has done for me in the past. I know what works, and I cannot use what you have given me. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. See, and another thing God revealed to me about this, that if King Saul knew that his armor worked, why did he put it on and go out and fight Goliath? Why did he give it to this little shepherd boy to use? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Isn't it funny how people can to make all these suggestions and do all and say all these things, but they haven't even done what they're trying to suggest to you to do. Hallelujah. You better stay with God. You better stay with what works. You better use what God has given you, and he has given you faith. He has given you a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So is your cry, I want to know, is your cry today? Is your cry today like the father in the book of Mark chapter 9, whose son was in trouble? Hallelujah. And the disciples were trying to heal him and couldn't heal him. And Jesus came on, was there on the scene. Hallelujah. And the father just cried out and said to the Lord, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. He said he had unbelief, and he was asking the Lord to help his unbelief. In other words, he was saying, Father, I believe, I have faith. I have faith, God. I have faith, Jesus, Lord, I have faith. But God, in some areas, I need you to help my little faith. I need you to help me with my unbelief. I need you to strengthen me where I'm weak, in the areas that I'm weak in, that I don't have faith to believe you for. Hallelujah. God may be saying, believe him for this, and you may think that it's too big, too far, too whatever, and you've got to ask God to help you to believe at that level, give you faith to believe him on that level. That's what the scripture is saying in Mark 9:24. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And if that be your cry to the Lord, if that be your plea to God, if that be your prayer before the Master, trust and believe God is going to answer you. He's going to meet you at the point of your need. He's going to help you in the areas where you need help. Hallelujah. Run to the Master. Go to the Master. Hallelujah. Get in his word. Hallelujah. Stand on his word. Stand on his promises, because there's no failure in God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. See, we have faith in us. We have Christ in us. Who is who? The hope of glory. Christ is the hope of glory, and he's in us. He's with us. Hallelujah. And if you have faith to believe, you shall see the glory of the Lord. You shall see God's glory. Your faith is what unlocks God's glory, hallelujah, for your life, for your loved ones, for all who he has connected to you. Your faith will unlock doors, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Give them glory, somebody. Give them glory. Give them glory. Your faith is so precious. Your faith is so powerful. Hallelujah. Because it didn't come from you. It's not from you. It's from God. He has given you. He has given you a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I just wanted to encourage you on tonight, family. I just wanted to push you a little bit further out in the deep. Hallelujah. I wanted to just come by tonight according to God's will. Hallelujah. The unctioning of his Holy Spirit to speak these words in your hearing. Your faith produces much fruit. Hallelujah. Your faith is what makes you whole. Your faith is what's going to carry you through. Hallelujah. And we know that the word says that we should fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So keep on activating your faith. Keep on using your faith in God. In God. Because God is over all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. You don't live by what you feel. You live by what you know. And you know that you have been given faith by God. Even Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain. You have, my brother and my sister, mountain-moving faith. Hallelujah. And God wants to take you even higher. We go from faith to faith and from glory to glory and faith to faith. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Give him glory, somebody. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him that we are his children. You are his child. I am his child. And he has so lavishly blessed us. He has so richly blessed us. Hallelujah. There is no failure in God. And he said, for all those who believe, believe, meaning all those who have faith in God, nothing shall be impossible for them that believe. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We give you glory, Father. We bless and praise your holy name. So, family, this is the message on tonight. Your spiritual fingerprint is your faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And watch how he blesses you. Watch how he blesses your life in the name of Jesus. God bless you, family. Thank you for tuning in to Destined to Win. You are destined to win. The victory is through Christ. The victory is in Christ. Stay in Christ. Stay in love. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Until next time, Pastor Ricky and I love you. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. In Jesus' mighty name, may heaven continue to smile upon you. We love you, family. God bless you. Good night.